If you're looking for high-quality seafood in Seattle, it's natural to head for the Pike Place Market. That's the place where you'll find the famous fish guys tossing salmon. You'll also find lots of gourmet restaurants and artisan foods, but you probably won't find any wild steelhead for sale.
I don't kill wild steelhead. I don't eat them, and I don't serve them in my restaurant. And I never have.
And he never will, swears Kevin Davis. He's a chef who loves Washington State fish so much, he named his first Seattle restaurant after them. It's called the Steelhead Diner for the species that was banned from commercial fishing in 1984 and is now threatened with extinction. Davis' passion is shared by a lot of people. In fact, there's an informal ban on selling it in Pike Place Market. And other restaurants who've been identified publicly for serving it dropped it from the menu after word got out in local press. It's hard to even find someone who can describe for you what wild steelhead might taste like. Chef Davis says it's a bit like rainbow trout, but more earthy.
The only time I've ever eaten it is when I caught a fish. I caught a hatchery fish, and I had to take it out, and I ate it just out of principle. And that was the only time I've ever eaten a wild steelhead, and I wasn't very fond of the flavor.
It's confusing to consumers because you can buy it in some supermarkets, and many tribes have treaty rights to catch and make money off of fish, including wild steelhead. Fish advocates say go ahead and eat what you like if it's for sale, but consider asking producers and sellers to tell you more about where it came from. For example, find out where it was caught and by whom, says Robert Masanis with the conservation group Trout Unlimited. He says he would avoid farmed fish, but hatchery fish is pretty tasty.
Yeah, it's good. It's a lot like a trout to me. I much prefer salmon, but, you know, it's good fish.
He says the fun really is in the hunt and the experience of being on the rivers. Good places to start here include the Metau and Wenatchee Rivers in eastern Washington, where you might also catch more sunshine on a winter day. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.